Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In one final parting shot, retiring Yellowstone County District Court Judge Mike Moses this week held the Montana Department of Health and Human Services in contempt for refusing to follow one of his orders in a timely manner. At issue was a 2021 law undoing a 2017 Bullock-era administrative rule that allowed people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates by simply declaring themselves to be a different gender. The difference in the terms sex and gender is important because it quickly gets to the heart of this case. The previous rule that was replaced under Governor Bullock changed a key word in the rule from sex to gender and then said that a person could change the gender on their birth certificate. The legislature in 2021 changed the word back to sex, in effect reinstating the rule to the form that it had been in for decades. Judge Moses enjoined the 2021 law and ordered the department to revert to the Bullock rule. The department then issued a temporary rule and appealed Moses's decision to the Montana Supreme Court, where they lost. No surprise there. Judge Moses then permanently enjoined the 2021 law and found the department in contempt. What's most interesting is that both the transgender plaintiffs and the state's attorneys reached agreement on the fact that it's not possible to change one's sex. They both agreed that sex is biological and immutable. That's the reason that liberal Judge Moses insisted on reverting to the rule that used the term gender. Despite this setback, this issue is far from over. The legislature in the recently concluded session defined the words male and female in terms of biological sex and excluded the term gender, which is completely subjective. This is crucial in two other cases currently before the court, one in which the plaintiff wants gender instead of sex to be used as the designator on driver's licenses, and the other which bans irreversible gender transition procedures on minors. This is all part of a national debate on transgenderism that has resulted in nearly half of the states considering bans on transition for underage kids. Not surprisingly, the medical community is fighting back, especially those that perform these procedures. They claim to be altruistically focused on children's health, but the truth is that this is an area of medicine too lucrative to pass up. As these cases move forward, the left is active on social media looking for additional plaintiffs to join their lawsuits. The law being challenged allows those who underwent transition procedures to go back years later and sue the doctors who perform the procedures. We're currently looking for those detransitioners who are experiencing regret and who feel like they were not given the chance to make a fully informed decision. We now know that even puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones prescribed at an early age can have irreversible long-term effects. If you regret a transition procedure or have detransitioned, please call our office. We can help, and the call is completely anonymous. Your experience could help others avoid the same mistake. Please call our office today at 628-1141. That's 628-1141. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.